There you go. I feel real blessed today. I've been listening to teachings on God's election. And I realize this man says that we know we're chosen when we're meek. And we realize our unworthiness and that we're unworthy of to merit God's grace. It's mercy. And I think that's what we talk about in AA, right? And that surrender. We're on the third step today. We're on page 62 and 63. And I've spent several podcasts on the third step. We did the what we need to be convinced of. We did the root of our problem. We did what makes up self. And we did the how and why of it. And now, it says on 63, we were now at step three. Now I wrote, I'm always at step three. And he says, we're now at step three. So what did we have to learn and admit and truly accept to get to step three? Well, if we look on page 62, and I'm just going to give points of what we need to understand before we get to the step three. It says, I have to understand selfishness is the root of my trouble. Anybody agree with that?
Yeah.
I'm driven not by what I want, but by fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. I stepped on my toes of others, and they retaliated. I made decisions based on what I wanted, and it hurt me and hurt others. Then I have to accept that my troubles are my own making, no one else's. They arise out of me. I am self-will run riot. I must be rid of my selfishness or it's going to kill me. And I can't fix myself. Son of a bitch. God has to do it. But I have to let him. I have to be willing. I can't get rid of self without God's aid. I could try to be better. But if they're my philosophical moral convictions, they're not going to work. And it says, I have to reduce my self-centeredness by God's help. Then it says, this is the how and why of it. So do I accept this? I have to quit playing God. It didn't work. I have to quit playing God all the time. Mark and I talked about step 6 and 7 is where I recognize when I'm playing God and I stop. And I change the way I see things, like Ryan quoted. I have to decide in the drama of life, God's going to be my director. All the time, in everything. This is the surrender step. When you make this decision that God's going to be your director in the drama of your life, you've surrendered the management of your team to God. The manager, you've surrendered it. I believe surrender isn't mentioned in the big book. Isn't that interesting? But we surrender the management job to God. We give it up. We are just an employee anymore. And this idea, it says, is the keystone of going to freedom. I cannot manage my life anymore. And that's where I talked about the meekness, the humility, that I need God all the time to direct my life. I have to stay out of the manager's chair. Now, if I do that, it says, and I have a new employer, so I work for God. I'll get everything I need. Now, I tried to get everything I thought I needed, and I made a mess of it. But I'm going to get everything I need from God if I stay close to him and perform his work well. So before we say the step three prayer, we have a contract that we've made with God, right? I work for him. He's going to give me everything I need. All I have to do is do his work well. And if I establish my life on this footing, things are going to be happening. I'm not going to be as interested in me. I'm going to contribute to life. And I'm going to have some peace of mind. Harold mentioned, all you want when you came in here the first day was a little peace of mind. Right, buddy? Isn't that what most of us want when we come in here?
Yes.
Just a little peace of mind. And I face it now that I have a power that I can face the world. And I don't have to live in fear, and I'm conscious of God. So now, it says that's what we are when we're now at step three. That's what he talks about before we get to the prayer. A lot of people talk about working on step three. Step three is a decision. The work is your experience that you use to make the decision. And so now I'm at step three, and I'm always at step three. And it says, and this is the prayer that is in the book. Dr. Bob had a different prayer. When I went to Akron to Dr. Bob's house, they had the room up there where they did the third step prayer, and he wrote out his third step, and I read it, and I got down on my knees, and I must admit I got misty-eyed and cried a little bit. It was very emotional. I know Mark had that same situation. Very powerful. And it says, many of us said to our maker, and Jimmy pointed that out last week. He's not here today. It's our maker. So some people don't want to talk about God, right? Have you ever heard that at AA? Well, everybody had a maker. I didn't make myself. And so all we're doing is let whoever made me manage my life. And it says, as we understood him, we all understand God differently. And one of the spiritual principles of practicing the steps is the longer you do this, the more you understand God. It changes. And I think people will speak about that when we open up. We're going to have time to discuss this. As I understood him. And my understanding, I think, is related to my surrender. The more I surrender, the more I understand. I don't know if that makes sense. So here's a prayer. They say, God, I offer myself to thee. Grady reminded me that I had somebody who didn't want to do the third step prayer. They didn't like the language. I said, well, get over it. I said, are you dying or not? You know, you don't like the language. You look at your life. It's better than your language, but anyway, I haven't seen that person again. I must have pissed him off. God, I offer myself to thee. I offer myself to you. See, I'm the one that has to make the offer. God won't make me offer. And so we do have this choice. We have free will to offer ourselves. But if I offer myself to him, he always takes me in. That's the principle of AA. Once we offer ourselves to God, he's always there. It's the prodigal son. He's always there. He comes running towards us and hugs us. And so the only thing that keeps me from God is, do I offer myself to God? And do I offer myself all day long? I can do it at 9 o'clock, but at 10, I'm offering myself to me. And how do I feel? And here's what we offer ourselves. And we want him to build with me and to do with me as he wills. Now, we talk a lot about free will. And I was listening to, again this week, teaching about the scriptures, that really the only will we need to worry about is God's will. We don't need to worry about our free will. We need to worry about God's will and align ourselves to God's will. Right, Gary? The vertical. And so the whole thing, program, is me living each day in God's will, not my will. And now I don't know how to align myself. The steps are how I do it. Now, I know how to unalign myself. I know how to get out of alignment with God pretty quickly. I'm good at that. But now I know how I feel when I'm not aligned with God. I'm in fear and I'm angry and I'm acting out and impatient and tiring. I got a lot of character defects. And so I don't want to do that. To build with me and do with me as he wants. And when you actually say that, a lot of people say the prayer, but really, what does it mean? Today, do whatever you want with me. Just have I follow God's will. And this ties in the page 85. It says, each day I must carry a vision. Doesn't say you should. I must carry a vision of God's will for me in all my activities. And then it says, now you can use your will and your mind all you want because you're aligning it to God. It says, relieve me. So I want him to relieve me. I offer myself. He can build, do with me whatever you want. Relieve me. Take it away of the bondage of self. And the state of being. Bondage is a state of being or slave to self. Now, what does that mean to me? It means I'm in bondage to what I want, what I think. And I have to change that. It's not easy. How do I know when I'm in bondage to that? I'm judging something. I'm impatient. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm pissed off. I don't like the way things are going. I'm in bondage to how I see it. Now, if I'm not in bondage to self, then I'm bound to God. There's only one choice in AA. Are you bound to your will or God's will? And it's all day long. And it says, what is our choice to be, right? Is God everything or nothing? What is our choice to be? So am I bondage to self? Relieve me of it. Now here's the other thing I didn't realize. I cannot relieve myself of the bondage of self. I can't do better. I tried. Anybody try to do better? I can't, because I'm seeing it with a self-centered mind. And that's where the first step is so important. I have to understand with my mind, I can never fix this. I have to be fixed through God's power. And why do I want to be relieved? So that I'll better do His will. Everything's about doing God's will, service to God and others. Remember our purpose on page 77, fit ourselves. Now, I wanted Him to take away, so I'm going to offer myself. I'm going to let Him build me, do with me whatever He wants, relieve me of my bondage, and take away my difficulties. So what do they mean by difficulties? It doesn't say, does it? Some people say character defects. I have another thought. I said character defects, and I think that's true too. But my difficulties are my difficulties. I decide what's a difficulty. It's the way I see the world. And so remember I say we don't have problems anymore, we have situations. And I think that's the serenity prayer. God, give me the serenity, peace of mind, so I can see a situation and it doesn't have to be a difficulty anymore. Either I accept it or change it. It's a difficulty when I'm seeing it without the serenity and wisdom from God. And so I have a lot of difficulties. I had a situation yesterday. We went to Kansas City, and we went to this restaurant. And we had this wonderful waitress, and it wasn't crowded. It was 3 in the afternoon. And I ordered something, and she gave me the wrong thing. She pushed in the wrong thing. Said a salmon, and I got tuna. And she was so upset. She was so sorry and felt so bad, and she's running to the register and she's pushing the buttons. I said, listen, we're in no hurry. She goes, well, I feel so bad. I said, now you're the only person that can make yourself feel bad. It just happened. It's not a big deal. And she looked at me and she thought about it. She says, now you can try to want to do good and be of service, but we all. And so that's the Sandy Beach thing about the lady is worried about her weight, who eats too many cupcakes, and then she feels bad. But God still loved her, even when she was eating. Anyway, that if I victory over my difficulties, I can bear witness. Now, this book is a testimony. So each one of us is a testimony. We heard Harold's testimony and Ryan's testimony today of what happens when we let God offer ourselves to God, we let Him build with me, we let Him relieve me and take away my difficulties, then we're a witness. And then we can help others with God's power, love, and way of life. Isn't that what we try to do here? We're trying to tell others, look, your life's an effing mess. That's fine. But we have a way that you can live a different way. May I do your will always. There it is again. They're not subtle here. And then it doesn't have an amen. Some people make the point that the amen's after step 7, that the whole 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th step is a prayer with God. You're doing those steps with God. I don't know if they intentionally meant it that way or not. I wasn't there when they wrote the book. It says, now here's the warning. He tells us about our selfishness, our troubles, the how, why of it, what happens if we take the position. Now we say the prayer. We're now at step 3. Many of us said. Now, many of us say now before we say it, and he tells us what they said. Here's the key. I have to think well before taking this step, making sure I am ready, and I'm really ready to do this. Now, what makes you ready to do this? You don't want to live miserable anymore. You don't want to live in anger and fear and harm people. You want to have some peace of mind. You want to be of service. You want to have a life that's positive, right? And you want to be able to be helpful to the people you love and serve God. Making sure you're ready, that you could at last abandon, you're abandoning yourself. So here it is again. You're surrendering. This is the surrender line. Am I abandoning myself, what I want, what I think, everything about me, managing my life utterly to Him? And that's the surrender step. Now, we talk about the third step prayer a lot, but people don't read this line a lot. It's not discussed a lot as meaning. And I think I have to do that every morning, don't I, when I pray? And I say, God, direct my life. Divorce it from selfish desires, self-seeking motives. And I have to be ready to do this all day long, abandon myself. And that's where 10 and 11 and 12, we live in this. Because we don't abandon ourselves utterly to God all the time. It's not happening. But we can recognize that when we do, and I offer myself to God, He takes it away. So AA is very simple. It's not getting smart. It's not getting knowledge. It's learning what everything that you see is wrong and how you want to let go of it, and then God will take care of you. God won't take care of me if I'm taking care of myself. There's that thing, God helps those who help themselves or something. I was listening to that. Somebody said, that may not be really true. Is that the line?
I don't know.
I'm getting the scripture all screwed up. So anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to open it up. I'll just read the next line. It says, we found it very desirable to take the spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, but it's better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. So what we're doing with our prayer each morning is we're having a meditation prayer time with God. We're meeting God, and God's there for us. And the wording, of course, can be anything, but it's the idea. And you're voicing it without reservation. You're not holding anything back. And it's a beginning. And it's a powerful beginning. I know Gary's going to talk about the surrender. It's so powerful when we finally give up on ourselves for an alcoholic. And we're not going to do it unless we've lived that first step, unless we really understand our inability to change ourselves and our lives. If honestly and humbly made an effect, sometimes a very great one was felt at once. And I wrote some notes in here. I wrote, completely and without qualification is our abandon ourselves. And the thing is, what's the effect? The effect for me was humbly, it was powerful in the beginning, but I'll tell you, it's still powerful today. When at 10:30, I got some crap going on. Anybody ever get crap going on in their head, you know? If I get a little crap going on, I can see it, and I can say, God, take it away. It's not real. And the other good thing is that the more you do this, the less crap you come up with. It's just not worth it. There's like a filter system that says crap's coming up. Don't even waste your time with the crap. I thought we'd open it up today. This third step prayer is so powerful. And people can share on their surrender and how they use those principles in their daily life. Thank you, guys.
I want to say something before.